Can you distinguish between clinging and craving? In that clinging is the precondition of becoming. Why can't we just drop clinging and go to craving? What is it about that?
Well, say like in the dependent origination teachings, craving, I mean, feeling, we experience, and then craving arises, and of course it's fed by ignorance, delusion, not understanding the true nature of things. So craving is the next sort of movement of the mind. So it's that craving, that impulse to be, become, to get rid of, to acquire, to experience. So there's that craving. And then we tend to, and it's still a little bit unformed, but then it's that clinging that creates a little better focus for it. Okay, where our craving settles on sensual desire, or sensual pleasure, or a particular view.
A content.
It's like giving a content to that craving, and then that's where that word sustenance is actually really helpful or good. It's being sustained, and we're seeking sustenance through it in a certain way.